This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Twenty-two Maoists have surrendered before the police in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh today. District Superintendent of Police Robinson Guria said that a total reward of 37 lakh and 50,000 rupees was declared on these Maoists.
कुल 22 माओवादियों ने नारायणपुर जिले में पुलिस के सामने आत्मसमर्पित किया है। इसमें मुख्य रूप से जो डीवीसी सुखलाल, जिसने कुतुल एरिया कमेटी को काफी समय से इंचार्ज रहा है, उसने सरेंडर किया अपनी वाइफ के साथ। बाकी एक डीवीसीएम, 3 एसीएम, 5 पार्टी मेंबर्स के रैंक के थे और बाकी आरपीसी एवं अन्य नक्सल सहयोगियों ने सरेंडर किया है।
The surrendered Maoists will be provided incentives of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities under the new rehabilitation policy of the state government. In Jammu and Kashmir, the state investigation agency SIA conducted raids at 3 locations in Jammu, Doda and Handwara as part of a terror financing probe. The searches targeted a conspiracy involving cross-border funding through cryptocurrency to fuel terrorism and destabilize peace. According to SIA, the operation aimed to identify individuals inciting youth against the country. Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election today held a meeting at Parliament House in New Delhi. The 39-member committee comprises 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The meeting was a part of the broader exercise to examine the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024, which aim to enable simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks under the PM E-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. The scheme aims to support the deployment of around 5,600 e-trucks, promoting indigenous manufacturing and reducing logistic costs and carbon footprint. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described the National Cadet Corps, NCC, as a platform that serves as an ideal for the youth of the country. He referred to former NCC cadets as strong pillars of the nation who are contributing to its development in diverse fields, not just passively, but as active drivers. The Defence Minister today chaired the first Governing Council meeting of the National Cadet Corps Alumni Association in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level review meeting on Yamuna rejuvenation in New Delhi today. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah said that Delhi Pollution Control Committee, DPCC, should work in action mode to control water pollution. He directed to increase the capacity of sewage treatment plant, STP, for Yamuna to 1,500 million gallons per day by 2028. BJP today hit out at opposition, especially Congress and RJD over the Supreme Court's comment on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said the court has made it clear that conducting the entire SIR process falls within the constitutional jurisdiction of the Election Commission. The Indian Coast Guard, ICG, carried out a rescue operation for the U.S. sailing vessel Sea Angel, which was stranded about 52 nautical miles southeast of Indira Point, Andaman and Nicobar Islands yesterday. The yacht, carrying 2 crew members, was disabled amid extremely rough conditions due to a blown sail and an entangled propeller. In cricket, England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Joe Root led the charge with 104-run knock, anchoring the innings after early jitters. However, the day belonged equally to Jasprit Bumrah, who returned with the figures of 5 for 78, breaking England's momentum just as they set to cross the 400-run mark. And that is the end of this news bulletin.